You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
I'm Kathy Cannon. I'm the Family Life Pastor here at Westwood. Good morning. We are so glad you're here for our hashtag Next Gen Sunday at Westwood Sunday. So welcome. It's going to be a little bit different than what you are used to, and that means it's totally weird and totally fun, and I hope that you really have a great time. But most importantly, it is a worship service. And so we are inviting you to join us this morning in worship. Our children and our youth have worked very hard on this program. Our desire is to touch your hearts and your minds with the love of Jesus. And we hope that you will experience that here this morning. In maybe some different ways, maybe a little different than what you've done before. But that is our entire objective. All of our readings this morning are being done by our youth. Our music is being done by our youth and our children. And our lesson, our sermon this morning, is being done by our children and our youth. Our special guests are three of our four graduating seniors, and they each have a special message to share with us this morning. So I'd like to ask Coco to come on up.
Matthew 19:14, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because God's kingdom belongs to people who are like these children."
Please join me in prayer. Giving God, we gather this morning to thank you for the gift of children and youth. We are equal important in your church, regardless of our age or experiences. Thank you for Westwood United Methodist Church, with which responds to your call to let the children come to you. Amen.
That is our preschool group, and we are so excited that they were able to make that special video to send us a message that no matter who you are, no matter where you worship, we are one church, and we are glad to have you all here this morning. I am going to invite you to greet each other with the love of Jesus in just a moment, but I'm also going to say that if you are a preschooler and you would like to play in the yard instead of stay for the service, if you're a preschooler, you are more than welcome to go downstairs to the play yard, and we have supervision there. So I'd like you all just to take a minute and greet each other with the love of Jesus. It's a pleasure to introduce our first graduate, Vivian or Vivi Wick.
Hello. Oh my God. Hi, guys. Okay, so I'll briefly introduce myself, because there's a lot of people in here that I don't know. Hello, it's good to see you. Hope all is well. Oh my, this does not, okay. My name is Vivi Wick. I am 18 and a recent graduate of Crossroads School for the Arts and Sciences, and soon to be, oh, yay, and soon to be freshman at Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle. Apparently there's an East Coast one, didn't know that, in the fall. This is kind of a crazy time. It's so crazy to me to think that I just ended a 13-year chapter of my life at Crossroads, a chapter full of growth and love and community. And when I think back on my time there, I can't help but think how grateful I am for my church community for kind of teaching me what to value in a community, because this is sort of my first, you know, big group of people aside from like my family that I've ever had experience with. I've been coming here since I was like 3 or so, and the people here at Westwood have taught me with love and grace just what an uplifting and loving community really is and should be. It's in this community that I've connected with my family and some of the best friends I've ever known. Shout out to Anna. I have to embarrass her because she's great. and you know, they've seen, you all have, sorry, I'm really nervous. Can you tell? You've all seen my family at our absolute best and happiest when we're all here and thriving, and at our absolute lowest when my dad passed away a couple years ago. And I'll never forget how everyone just flooded us with love and support and a lot of casserole and a lot of coffee cakes. And just being there and being a rock for us when we knew, you know, this was a hard time and we felt really, really alone. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget the strength and resilience shown not only by my family, but by our church community, just here to support us and uplift us and help us feel better. And that's really made a really long-lasting impression on me. So if there's anything really I can take away from my time here at Westwood and that I've learned, is not only about spirituality and community, but also about strength and resilience and just love and being there for people and, you know, helping them out, because that really can make all the difference. Just saying like, oh, hey, how's it going? Do you want this coffee cake? Do you want to like hang out sometime? Just doing that can make a world of difference in someone's life who's having a really, really tough time. And I don't know, I can't think of really any better examples aside from like my own, you know, school friends and my family than the church community for just like coming in. So when I was thinking of my speech, because, you know, I was, you know, back when I was a wee lass, Youth Sunday seemed really, really far away. And I didn't really think I had to think about it because, you know, oh, that's in like 2-3 years. It's whatever. I don't have to think about a speech right now. But then when Kathy was like, do you want to do this? Give me a ring. Let's talk it out. I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to say. How do I sum up? Like, let's see, I've been going here since I was like 3, so 15 or so years of my life. How do I do that? And it's not like I'm going to stop coming here when I move to Seattle. I'll be visiting. But nonetheless, how do I sum that up? And so I just brainstormed and I thought to myself, how do I address a room full of people, both new to me and who I've known since I was 3? How do I address a room full of people who are just really cool and really sweet and really supportive? How do I do that? And the best thing I could think of to say is thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for watching us grow. Thank you to all the cute little babies in the audience who I get to watch grow up. That is the greatest pleasure I can think of. They're probably going to be really, really awesome people. And it's just so exciting to see, you know, people I've known my whole life and people who were just born like a couple years ago, all coming together under one roof and just hanging out and having a good time. That's nothing's more inspirational to me in my life as just a human being and someone who loves other people than just seeing everyone congregate and just love each other. So this was kind of a rambly little speech. I had something written out, but it felt kind of ingenuine for how I'm feeling now because I'm just happy to see everybody. So I hope you don't mind me winging it. And I really thank you for listening. I thank you all for being here and for watching myself and my fellow graduates grow up. And for all the cute little congratulations and hugs, that's been so nice, and it feels really good. So, thank you all. Happy Sunday. Have a good day.
Ecclesiastes 11:9. Rejoice, O young person, in your youth, and let your heart cheer in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and the sight of your eyes. And now, here's Cade Liberty.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cade, for all of you that don't know me. I'm also a graduate. I haven't actually graduated high school yet. Sucks, because everyone else here has. yeah, I graduate Thursday, so really sticking it out. I go to Cleveland High School. It's in the Valley, Reseda, if any of you guys know. And I'm going to be a part of Cal Poly SLO next year, San Luis Obispo, and I'll be studying mechanical engineering, which should be interesting. So first thing I wanted to do is I wanted to thank Kathy for having me up here today. And just like I want to thank everyone here for all the amazing time that I've had at the church. I'm going to really focus in on one of my most favorite and special times, SSP. And I wanted to give a really big shout out to Keith all the way in the back. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Keith for putting all that on, sticking with me and the rest of my brothers for like however long, 12 years maybe. So SSP for me was a really special time and is really a way for me to give back to the church because I couldn't always come on Sundays. And it helped me get closer to the church people, especially the kids that are my age, and find some really, really close friendships and people that I just really enjoyed hanging out with. But also on top of that, finding a way to give back to other communities, which I really like doing. So I've been 5 years. I went to 5 SSPs, 1 middle school and 4 high schools, which were really cool. I went all over the place in California. I went to Arizona, went to Oregon. Yeah, we actually did. And I just been all over the place, and I've seen some amazing communities come together and support and just show openness to like to us SSP kids as we come in, and just absolute gratitude, which has really touched me because it's shown me like the amount that even just a small amount of work that can do can just lift someone's spirits up. And it's something that I would like to continue in as I grow up, is to continue to give back to communities. Doesn't mean it has to be my own, just any community out there. I would really like to continue giving back to those and bringing people's spirits up, and just feeling like the love and gratitude that they exude a lot of the time. Yeah, so thank you all for listening to my speech. That's all I really have. One last thing. I would like to give a shout out to my parents for raising me all of these tough 18 years. And for putting me on SSP. So thank you. All right, thank you all.
First Jeremiah 4-8. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, 'Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth.' But the Lord said to me, 'Do not say I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go, whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.'"
Please now join me in prayer. We praise God from whom all blessings flow. Now is the time in our worship service when we can give our gifts and offerings for the work of God in our church. Let's see. Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Please do that.
All I want to say is Ephesians, okay? I'd like to introduce our third graduate, Anna Allgaier.
Oz, that was iconic. please do that. Okay. Hi, if you don't know me, I'm Anna Allgaier. If you do know me, I'm still Anna. I went to preschool here, was baptized here, all that fun stuff, but probably more important than how long I've been here is what I've done while I've been here. I was in the choir from, like, preschool Christmas concerts where we all dressed up in those real fun outfits. I kind of still do that, so I don't know why I'm using the past tense. But I was in the choir here all the way from that until about the 11th grade, where I switched into like a new kind of college prep chorus. But I just really wanted to shout out Ruth and Ralph for bringing that like level of music education and love. Yeah, bringing that like love of music into my life and this whole church community. I mean, that's like... I feel like a lot of what we do is a lot of singing, and this church has given me a lot of confidence in that and kind of the bravery to do. I mean, I'm in like the college prep chorus and a cappella at my school and like classical training, and I'm really excited to keep doing that in college. So thank you. Another really important thing that this church has done for me has... that this church has done for me has been through the work of SSP. I guess it's kind of fitting because it's SSP Sunday, but I'd really just like to thank Keith and my mom and Christine and this whole congregation for making SSP a reality for all of us, because it's definitely been my favorite part of this church community, and just having that kind of place every summer to go and really give back and work with people and ugly sing campish songs. And just have a really, really good time and meet some really, really good people has been like the highlight, the cherry on top of this lifelong cake. I don't know that. Yeah, so when I tell my friends about SSP, about driving for 2 days to arrive somewhere in the West, usually hot, usually air mattress living for about a week, they don't understand why I could love it so much. And maybe if you describe it like that. But SSP is a lot more than all of those things. It is where I learned to play hearts for the first time. Thanks, Keith. It's where I learned to use a drill for the first time, where I learned to measure thrice, cut once. These skills actually did come in handy, surprisingly, this year when I had to construct this like weird hydroponic system for my school, but I guess that's another thing. But from those ugly crying songs and these construction skills, the most important skills have not been those, but just this like outstanding and fully encompassing love for others that I get to practice every summer. And I've been doing it since, yeah, like I was 11 or something, and I'm going this summer again one last time, so I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm sure to continue doing service in college and hope to make my adopted hometown of Walla Walla super proud next year. I'm attending Whitman College in Washington State, and I'm so excited. I'm going to college in the same state as Vivi, so super excited about that. And definitely, she shouted me out, so now I have to embarrass her, I guess. I love you, Vivi. And all my friends that I've made here have been super, super important. I'm moving to Walla Walla, going to Whitman, and I'm hoping to major in environmental studies or something along those lines. So I'm really thankful for the support of this community that has made a lot of dreams of mine come true. And I'm proud to say that I'm from this congregation. So thank you to all my friends and to my family for waking me up in the morning on Sundays when I was a little kid to take me here, because it really means a lot. And thank you to Kathy and just everyone. Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to invite our children to come up to sing their song. Are we ready?
Everyone stand and sing along with us. Come on.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, oh, but
okay, as the children are sitting down quietly, I would like to introduce Keith Price to those of you who don't know Keith. Keith has many hats that he wears here, but today he needs a hat, okay. But today he is going to talk to you about Sierra Service Project, which you heard referenced in several of our graduates' presentations. And he is our leader at SSP. He's going to talk just a few seconds about what it is and then introduce some of the youth that are here that are also going. And then we are going to pray over them.
Yes, if all the youth who are going will start coming up, that would be good. Come forward. Sierra Service Project, often abbreviated SSP, so that's the code acronym, began in 1975 with a project at one site and has expanded to five locations in California, Washington, Oregon, and Arizona. Each summer, SSP brings about 2,000 youth and counselors to urban and Native American sites and rural sites. This summer, we are going to, this summer we're going, thanks very much to generous donations from members of the church, and our trip will be to Salley, Arizona, which if, yes, the middle of nowhere. Yes. Salley, Arizona, in eastern Arizona on the Navajo Reservation. It's near Canyon de Chelly, so that will be part of the program. We'll certainly be there. The adults this year are Catherine Fuller and myself. Catherine's returning for her fifth year.
This is my fifth year.
Yes. To recognize the work of the youth, the youth get a tool that can be useful for their work and ultimately useful for remodeling your dorm room. And for the first year, the one first year youth we have going is Connor, and he's not here today. He gets a hammer because, as you know, everything is a nail. The second year, and I'll describe it, but we have no returning second year. It is very heartening to see the children here today, and the older children who will be youth soon and will be able to join us, because right now we have a small group. In the future, we may have a much larger group. For the second year, you get a crowbar so you can take out those nails that you put in the first year. There are no second year students. Okay. For the third year, presumably you have the skills, so the issue is you want to make things straight and level. So the third year students get a level, and there are names on them. We have Tyler. Miles. And Malcolm. Thank you, guys. The fourth year, it gets really good. Since they have worked so hard for so long, they get a drill. Power drill. Yeah, that's it. The whole thing. And that is Maxwell. For the fifth year, since they have all these tools to carry around, they get a tool bag. And that is Anna. Okay. And so this is five of our six youths for this year, so it'll be a nice small group.
I invite you to join me in prayer. Gracious God, we pray for these wonderful, wonderful people who are committing a time in their life, a part of their life, to your service. We thank you for this church who supports them through prayer and encouragement and financially. We thank you for our leaders who are willing to go for a week in a van with kids and sleep on the ground. Thank you, God, for making people like that. They are such a blessing to us. And thank you for these youth who are willing to do this, who go with an open heart and open mind to give and to learn, to make friends, and to do your work, to be your hands and feet. Protect them on their journey. Amen.
Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. So the Pharisees had a meeting. Then one of them, an expert in the law of Moses, asked Jesus a question to test him. He said, "Teacher, which command in the law is the most important?" Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and most important command. And the second command is like the first. Love your neighbor the same as you love yourself. All of the law and the writings of the prophets take their meaning from these two commands."
Love God, love people. That's what our children have been studying over the last month. These are the two verses that we have been working with them on to help them understand what Jesus was telling us when we are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And love your neighbors as yourself. Jesus often taught in stories, in parables. I looked up the definition of parable this week, and each definition that I looked up used the word simple story, not complicated. Then I started thinking about what is one of the parables that Jesus taught that particularly touches my heart and goes with these verses. And it's a parable of the Good Samaritan. It's an interesting parable. It's pretty simple. The Samaritan finds somebody who is in need, and the Samaritan helps him. Part of the story is not told in the Bible, and that part is, who were the Samaritans? Well, the Samaritans were people who the Jews really, really disliked. People did not accept the Samaritans. They were treated poorly. But Jesus didn't have to say that when he taught this parable because the people already knew. The people who were hearing Jesus' voice knew what a Samaritan was, knew how they felt about Samaritans. So the story was impactful, even though not all the details were there. Dina Edwards and I, in Children's Ministries, think that our children understand parables not only from the Bible, but parables from everyday living. What can they learn from life? And I think that if Jesus were here today, his parables may have something to do with Starbucks or fantasies, movies, or cafeteria lines, or maybe people who eat too much. I don't know, but I think Jesus would have come up with parables along those lines. So we challenged our children to come up with a story that they are telling in movie form to teach one of these lessons from these two verses. Now, you saw the first movie earlier with our preschoolers talking about the church. And now we're going to see four films that were written, developed, even costumed, set decorated by our children. And each one of them tell a story, their parable. So the first one is an American Tale. It's about overeating and what happens to your stomach after that happens. I invite you to look at the videos.
She was in a bad mood.
She's one of the bad pickles.
Did you know the hot dog and hamburger has the pickle in it?
Oh, yeah.
No, we should really treat food the way I want to be treated.
And be way more nice to her.
These are nice. Ooh, look at this one. Wow. They're my friend.
I got It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my...
So that was our third and fourth grade class with a cameo appearance by someone who's not in the third or fourth grade. I also think that Jesus would be aware of all of the entertainment excitement that goes on. Certainly, he probably has an opinion about Marvel versus DC. I know I do. And I think that fantasy and fantasy friends are very important. And so I think telling a story from that perspective would probably be very effective. So here we go.
Once upon a time in the glorious land of Westwood lived the fantasy friends who all had superpowers and fun costumes. One day their supreme leader gave them an important task: to protect the magical gem from any evildoers. As the friends played, a stranger from another land came upon them to take refuge. The friends saw this stranger, who did not look like them or act like them or talk like them. They thought he was trying to steal the gem. Suddenly, they began to notice that the stranger was sad. He just wanted to be part of the group. He was just like them. The fantasy friends had a new friend, and all was well in the glorious land of Westwood.
Was our pre-K and K group. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, you can't go wrong with something from Starbucks. We have a guest star from that movie joining us.
For more information, please call. I sort of forgot my speech, but in the process of this video, no humans, aliens, nor animals were harmed in the making. For more information, please call 310-474-4511 today.
Thank you, one.
Oh, sit down, take it with you, and sit down. And of course, none of us can ever forget our cafeteria school days and experiences with our cafeteria lady. And so this, I think all of us, both young and old, can relate to. Zoo cafeteria.
This is the story of Tattler, the two-headed rattler. This is the zoofeteria, where the food is zooed. Hi, I'm Tattler. Hi, I'm Statler. I'm Jerry Giraffe. I'm Cow. I'm Chicken. Hi, I'm Patty Panther. Ellie Elephant here. Hi, I'm Mickey Monkey. Hi, I'm a tiger. My name's Iger. All the animals are in line at the zoofeteria, getting their food. Now there's Tatler and Statler, the two-headed rattler. Because Statler always is first in line, because his head is first, he gets to choose lunch every day. It's kind of a bummer for the other guy, Tatler. Like that, he wants to get to choose. Statler's so happy eating his pizza. Tatler said he wanted a cheeseburger with portobello mushroom and a side of French fries, the crinkly kind. All the animals are wondering, what's wrong? Animal friends have ideas for a solution. Monkey says, if you turn around the other way, you'll be first. But Tatler says, then I'll be backwards, and I can't see the food. Cheetah says, next time, be real fast like me. Tatler says, I've tried that, but the cashier always thinks I'm cutting in line. The giraffe says, just keep your head high above it all, like me, you'll be fine. The cow just says, zoo, because he's at a zoo.
Zoo.
The wise kitty cat stops all the craziness and says, Tatler, Statler, why don't you both take turns? All the animals, they ponder this new idea. Tatler likes this idea. He tells Statler, hey, since you've gone first 781 times, how about I go first 781 times? Then we're even. All the other animals think that's pretty funny. Oh my goodness, it's a miracle. Tatler and Statler are splitting. They're becoming two rattlesnakes. That's an unusual development.
And those are our first and second graders. I hope that you enjoy that, but I also hope that you know that the children understood what they were doing and the lesson that they were teaching. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Treat others, treat your neighbors, treat your friends as you would like to be treated. Now we're going to celebrate communion.
Ah, what fun, what fun. Will you join with me? There are some sheets that you had passed out when you came in. On the back side of that are some readings. We're going to do the plain text, I'll do up front, and we're all going to say the things in bold together, okay? If you don't have one close by, find a friend. We're sitting close enough together, you can share, okay? Jesus Christ says, come to dinner. Come to the table. Everyone who loves Jesus and wants to live the way he taught us is invited. Let's think about God. Let's pray and thank God for everything God does for us. Thank God.
God is a joyful thing to do.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for everything you do for us. You created us. You created the beautiful world that we live in. You love us so much that you help us know what is good and what is bad. You love us so much that you always want us to love you and to love other people. And so we say together, Holy, 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 holy God, God of power and might, the whole world is full of your glory. Hosanna.
Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ.
Hosanna.
God, you are holy. Jesus, you are holy. He was born as a baby. Just like us. He lived with his mother and father, Mary and Joseph, and he grew up just like us. He studied and learned just like us. When he grew up, he showed us your love. He taught people how to love each other and help people to have healthy bodies and healthy spirits. He gathered many people into your church and told us to keep doing his good work. To help us remember him, he invited us to a special meal, this holy meal.
Jesus took the bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his people, and he said, "This will remind you that I am giving myself for you." He then took the cup, and he said to those gathered, "Drink this to remember me, and remember that I live in you." And so we remember all the wonderful things you did through Jesus Christ, O God. We want to be part of your family doing what Jesus did. So we say, Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Let us pray. God, send your Holy Spirit to us here today. Send your Holy Spirit on the bread and the drink, so that when we eat them, we will know that Jesus lives in us and that we live in Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit to connect us with Jesus and with one another in your church. Send your Holy Spirit to give us power to help other people the way Jesus told us to. Amen.
And now let us together lift up our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. As we come together and break the one loaf, it is a reminder that all of us are sharing together in Christ's love for us. And when we give thanks over the cup, we are remembering the cup of the new covenant poured out for all of us for the forgiveness of sin because of God's love for us.
We have some servers that are going to come up and help us serve communion together, and there's some stations that will be set up around the room to make it easy to get to a spot where you don't have to go through all the chairs. So the servers are going to come up, the lights will come up, and there will be stations around the room. As they get in place, please come, and we're going to do what's called intinction, which is one of the common ways we do communion as a community, where you break off a piece of bread and you dip it in the cup. And we have some little friends in the room with us that might need some help from mom and dad or other folks with them. So I invite everyone, this is God's table. This is Christ's table. All are welcome at this table. Come as you are. Come as you're willing. In the name of Christ.
So we're the grapple group, and we're fifth.
Okay.
And we're fifth through.
Okay, we are the grapple group now.
And we're
and we're
the fifth through eighth graders. We're the makers of coffee, $4.50. And Kathy has been leading this group. She checks in on us and
We can't explain how much Kathy has done for us. She's always supported us, and she puts so much time and effort into helping us and have like just a great time here. And she's taken us on retreats to get to know each other better, and it's just so amazing what she does for us, because without Kathy, we probably wouldn't even have this much fun in grapple, because she's so energetic and she does and she does so much for us, and we just wanted to thank her. So we
thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good day. Thank you very much.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodvillage.org. www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.